Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The arrows from the back side on the left, back side of the left, back side, that arrows, they are going, 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 going. And they must not return back to that body. They must not return back to your body. That body is the temple of the living God. They are banished totally from your life. They are banished. They are banished. They are banished. They are banished. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of creation is here. The power of creation is here. The power of creation is here to replace all that has been damaged in your life. All that has been destroyed by the enemy. All that the enemy has stolen. All that the enemy has touched. The power of life of Christ has come to work upon you. The power of creation. Whatsoever. Whatsoever the enemy has touched, has truncated, has twisted, has destroyed or killed in your body, the power of life is here to do it now. Power of creation. Power of creation. Visit everyone. Power of life of Jesus. Visit everyone. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. All the lungs that are failing, you are receiving life. All the bones that are weak, they are receiving strength. Every area of your system, of your body, that have been occupied by the spirit of infirmity, flush them out from their secret places. And the power of life of Jesus. The power of life of Jesus. As the angel of the Lord is touching. Let your power, Lord, touch everyone. And you that has been covered by power of darkness, you see darkness engulfing you every time, but when you sleep, every time you are going, it seems as if some things are controlling you. You do not know what to do. Today, the power of the Lord has come to set you free. And I see destruction upon the whole of wickedness. Upon life. Jesus, may a crumb of supaya kalia, rekeli magus supaya kata, mekeli magus supaya banda ya puriaga, zangeli magrumo kozumia, le Maria crumo kozumba ya kaya. I see lights coming upon life. Worship you.
very much. I want us, brethren, to open up. We are here for faith clinic. Our catches are being drawn down onto us to wipe our tears. Will you take it? Will you take hold of it? Says the spirit of the Lord to my soul.
Rapurimo suli makanto riabakusa. Zekele kalubo ronde ya kayan karakata. Zikanda li maropontea. Lekalika la masondo lika leika yaka. Rekali brondo rekanda ya. Rakali branda ya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You would like to pour your spirit before the Lord? Would you like to pour your heart before the Lord right now? Yes, Lord. We would like to cry unto the Lord. I'm taking the handkerchief. And all those that are lame today, this is the hour of your miracle. All that are lame, that you are in wheelchair, it may not be physical wheelchair, but the enemy has lame your destiny, has lame your life, and you are walking on a wheelchair, and that is why you are here. The Lord has been favorable unto you today, that he could locate you. It is a favor of God in the midst of the congregation, in the midst of hundreds. Oh, it is a great favor. We like to cry unto me, unto him. Lord, I've come. Raise me up from the wheelchair. Take me out from the wheelchair. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, take me out from the wheelchair. Arise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Arise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Arise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Arise. Be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. Ye mashata ya kataya. Maya krobo go zundeliaba. Meria probo supaya. Limaya kuri makazondeliaba. Meri prakataya. Oh yes, Lord. Maya probo suponde yaba. Marakonia baka. All your cry, bring it before him. All your cry, bring it before him. Bring it before the altar. Bring it before the altar. He will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your tears. There is a solution. There is a solution this morning. There is a solution this morning. There is a way for you this morning. There is a way for you this morning. There's a breakaway. There's a way. There's a way. There's a way. The door has not been closed. The door has not been closed. The Lord has been gracious. He has remembered you. He has remembered you. He has remembered you. And so today, let us walk into his presence and offer yourself to him and submit to him and declare the Lord. Be merciful. Be merciful. Oh, your portion this morning. Don't miss your portion. Make Alia Banda. Make Kenya. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Mekandaya. Touch him. Ripraka. Mekandaya. Masomoria Banda. Maya Krobo. Mekandaya. Mekandaya. Maya Kondaya. Rikraka. Mekonsuria. Makrobo Shikaya Banda. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Of this ministry was around. That was before Daddy started ministry, and there were two angels standing on the altar, and I just had to he told me to come and say, that's why I had to come. And then I saw a stream flowing from the altar now, and so you see people coming to touch the altar. It was, if you're sick in your body and you need healing, if you come to the altar now and touch it, there's a stream flowing, you receive your healing. That's what I felt to say. There's a stream flowing on the altar.
If you hear, there's a stream, there are angels standing, and there are streams of water flowing from the altar. And it's saying that the Lord showed him that the stream for healing, that if you are sick, all that you need is to just come to the altar. Your healing is perfected. So, for those who believe or who want to receive their healing, you are free to come to the altar to receive your healing. I will take that song again.
I am from
wiping away tears. It's wiping away your tears. He's removing the pains. He's giving comfort. He's removing pains. He's giving you peace. Your fear is gone. And all your anxiety, your tension are removed. They are wiped away. By the power of his mercy, that the Son of the Living God has provided for you. Give light. Let the Egypt that have followed your people to this point, Lord, let the ground swallow them up. All the Egyptians that have troubled the lives of your people, let them be engulfed by your consuming fire. Thank you, Father.
Deliverance in your hands, Lord. Deliverance in your hands, Lord.
And the spirit of locusts and cankerworms, the caterpillars that are eating up the lives, that are eating up the blessings, by the name of the Lord Jesus, they are devoured by your fire. Thank you, Jesus.
I run to you for healing.
Thank you, Father.
I run to you for a touch.
Oh, yeah.
I run to you for deliverance.
Give you glory, Father.
We run to you for blessing.
We are in your hands.
We run to you for
healing. We humble ourselves before you and submit to you.
We run to you for
that
rest.
We walk, we will perfect all that you have started. Rest. This life we give you the glory and eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name forever. Honor and glory be to you, Father. God of perfection. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, the Son of the Living God, we have prayed. Amen. Go in peace.
Sorry, with the healing anointing still flowing, I have an instruction. That sister that gave the testimony about the asthma, come out here. The Lord instructed me. And if there's any other person who's having asthma, apart from her, you can come forward. This is an instruction. And you will come to the altar. That's the Lord, we're going to call upon the God of this altar. And I want everybody this day. The instruction is this: the church, we are going to use corporate anointing. Stretch, everybody stretch on your feet and stretch for your hand. Just pray that the power of the Holy Spirit call upon the God of his altar to come upon this life, breathe upon their lives, and uproot the roots of asthma from their lives. That this Egyptian they see before, from now onward they will see no more. The Egyptian of asthma that they have been seen before, from now onward they will see it no more. It will become a thing of the past, and they will come back to give testimony that the Lord has done it, that it is permanent, that it is total. Man sekepo ragagaga sailao rahiyai gasigaga. Pray for them, pray for them. We are calling upon the God of this altar. Man sakakaka ragagaga sinteliga retotolibobo. Man sekepolia yaringa ishikapa rausekepolianga raisekepopo raadakuskepopo raishaigababa ragagaga satalaba ragagaga satalaba. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Even today,
finally, before I go to take my seat and the mission continues, about that revelation about wheelchairs and crutches being submitted at the altar. It has both the physical and the spiritual dimension. Yes, if you came to this church today, remember when there was a man who was crippled that was at the gates of the temple seeking for alms. All he came to the church for was to get alms. But God has something deeper for him, that the things for him to be free. If you came to this church today, your life is compromised. You have not given your life to Christ, or you are a child of God, but you are living a life of compromise. You are crippled. You are walking on wheelchairs, and the enemy is already amputating your life. You are on crutches. The only way you can be free to run the race of destiny is to submit to God. The only way your destiny cannot be amputated, that can relieve all the crutches, is to submit to God. This morning, I'm not going to beg anybody, but just your interest. You know you're in that category, you want to submit to God. Just lift up your right hand where you are, in the congregation, in the auditorium. Just lift your hands unto the Lord, and I'm going to pray for you. And I give you just 1 minute to do that, and after that, the minute will continue. You don't want your life to be amputated. You want to submit your crutches to God. You want to submit your witch unto God. Say, God, today I submit unto you. I don't want to live a life of compromise. I want you to lift your hands up anywhere you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody, gallery, God bless you. I am waiting for others. Quickly, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Just come here. I want to lay my hands on you. Come here. Here. Come here. It's not a matter of saying that I'm here. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something to be afraid of. If you are in the gallery, I want to challenge you. Come here and join them, so that your life, you will get out of the witch here. Your destiny will no longer be amputated. Come and submit your crutches and your witch here at this altar right now, and let God lift you up and push you forward, so you can run the race of life with the grace of God and with the speed of the Almighty. Masaika Papa. Raidaka Shibaba, Rakaka Siba, Raandaka, Makasiba, Makatalabaka Skibaba. Want to join them? I give you a chance to come. I still give you a point to come. I'm still giving you a point to come and join them. I'm still giving you a point to come and join them. Maska Papa, Raansa Kapa, Resekepo, Yeriman Saigabu, Rehiga. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. My Sekepo, Yairi Mama Santalaba. 30 more seconds and I'm going to pray. 30 more seconds and I'm going to pray. Makaskepa Papa, Rakakaka. Rakaka sapaliba, raishi kababa, raanda kakaka, rakaka papa, rokoko papa, rokoka papa, rokose papa, rokapa, pasi, rakasha, rokoko sambalaga. Those of you who are standing before the Lord this morning, just say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you this morning. I bring the crutches and the wheelchairs on which the enemy has put me because of my ways of life. I submit it at the cross of Calvary this morning. As for cleansing by the blood of Jesus, I ask for a new life. I ask for a new beginning. I ask for my name to be written in the book of life. I ask for the hand of that to be strong upon me. I ask God to take my hands and walk through the race of life with me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, write my name in the book of life. Make me your daughter. Make me your child. Give me a new beginning in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for these your children who have come to submit and surrender their lives unto you this morning. Lord, I ask, wash them clean with the blood of Jesus. 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 Father, let a new life come into their lives. Let a new life come into their lives. Break the yoke of the enemy over their lives in Jesus' name. Every area where the enemy has amputated your life, receive the life of God. Every area where the enemy has amputated your life, receive the life of God. Every area where the enemy has amputated your life, receive the life of God. Every area where the enemy has amputated your life, receive the life of God. And from there onward, start a new life. The life of God, the light ahead by God, the light that is found in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Pastor, are you okay? Thank you. Go and see that pastor while the service continues.
Minutes. I know I always want the Lord to overtake us. I prepared, but what I prepared, I've not, touched it at all. But I will just share one thing. And just give me a few minutes. The redemptive work that our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished for us did not stop on just saving us. It is good to be saved. He saved. When he saved, the Bible talks in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13, the scriptures tells us that Jesus Christ, even from verse 3 and so on, verse 5, the Bible talks about when he has purged all things. When Jesus has purged all things. He purged all things. And when he purged all things, something happened. He was then made, or is being made, not worse. I don't want to use words because it's a continuous. It's still being made to be the head of all things. And from there, everything became subject. Everything was made subject to him. Everything was under his feet. And that is why when you look at the scripture, in Psalm 110, verses 1 to 3. Psalm 110, verses 1 to 3. Let's look briefly into it. I will soon round up. Don't worry. Psalm 110. Are you there? Verses 1 to 3. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies what? Oh my. You don't believe. You don't want to, your enemies to be at your footstool. Till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. The Lord shall extend the rod, the power of your strength, beyond Zion. And it goes further that you will rule in the midst of your what? Enemies. And when Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 was also confirming it, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 was also confirming the same thing. It goes further to say the same thing. And, no. So you see verse 3, let's see. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. So, the Lord Jesus has been put in a place, having purged all sins, having purged all, and he pleased the Father because his body was broken for us. And he sacrificed himself for you and I. And when he did that, heaven, God the Father said, you have pleased me. And right now, I'm going to honor you. You are going to be put at my right hand, the right hand of his majesty. And he is made to sit there, even as we are talking now. He is seated, being enthroned. And the scripture says we are also seated with him. You are seated with him. But somehow along the line, we see, the scripture says, we are not seeing, but we are supposed to be seated. But we are not seeing ourselves seated. And so, the redemptive, I'm still going back to what I've said, that the redemptive power transcends beyond salvation. It goes beyond salvation. And what do I mean? The redemptive power is, that is, he paid, Jesus paid. He paid the due, the full due for your life. He paid the full due for your sickness. He paid the full due for your victory. Whatsoever, whether it is $10 million that it's worth, it was paid fully. When you look at Psalm 106 says something. I'm going to read verses 10 and 11. Okay, let me leave, not because of our time. Let me just read 10. If we read from verse 8, time is not permitting us. It says, nevertheless, he saved them from the hand of him who hated him. He saved them, operating at the savior level. But when the power of redemption moves in, the Bible says, and he redeemed them from their enemy. He redeemed them from their enemy. In other words, he not only that he saved, he paid the price. And I put here, I say, he paid the price, he buy you back. That is, he purchased you back. I'm watching my word. I didn't say he bought you back. He buys you back. In other words, if he has bought you back, the devil can say, well, he did it, but presently he has released you. But he's in the process of buying. He's buying life back. He buys you back. Jesus buys you back. And so you are not supposed to live below the level that the Lord has done for you. And that is what is leading me to the theme for today, which I'm not going to address. This is just an introduction. My theme today that I wanted us to deal with is empowered for the new vision, for the new season. So, by the grace of the Lord will give us opportunity to look into that. Empowered for the what? For the new season. You are to be empowered for the new season. You are supposed to be strengthened. But today, we're still going to have two more prayers. But let me just mention a few things before we pray now. I'm going to mention, I'm not going to discuss them. That before you are going to be empowered, you must check your life. What type of influence that is working around your life? To some of us, we have ungodly influence all around us. And as long as we are accommodating ungodly influence around our lives, we cannot be empowered. And that is why, you know, you are frightened. Many things frightens you. Many things just frighten you, and they frighten you, and they frighten you, and put you on that threat. Because there is no godly influence over your life. Many of us, we are working with ungodly friends, ungodly associations. And that is, as long as you are operating at this level, you'll be far from the godly influence of God, the covering of God. God is always ready. We have so many things that are happening in the world right now. We have all manner of disasters, all manner of afflictions, all manner of sorrows, and manner of things. But in the midst of all these things, God still spares his own. Say, no, touch not this one. This one carries my presence. There is an aroma. There is godly influence around your life. That the enemy, the wicked, the spirit of the wicked, the spirit of death will say, I can't move near this one. This one, I can't touch him. Demons come in the night. He say, I can't come near him. I can see the glory, the godly influence upon his life. You must make sure you work on this area of your life. As long as you are associating with evil, as long as you move with so many things, with so many friends that cannot be profitable to you in the kingdom, you cannot enjoy this empowerment. The second one is, you must ensure that you maintain divine presence of God. Maintain the presence of God in your life, in your hostel. Ensure that you maintain it. If you maintain the divine presence of the Lord, let me tell you, Yahoo boys, they will see you, they will step up out, they will move behind, they will run away from you. The Yahoo girls, they will not be able to come near you. You are prone to all these matters because you are not staying in the presence of the Lord. If you are staying in the presence of the Lord, who is the man? The Bible says, who can be against you? Who is the man that will put a threat upon your life? Where is the lecturer that will threaten you? The moment the presence, you are maintaining the God's presence, You can be assured that you will enjoy all the fullness of empowerment of grace. The third thing, of course, it relates to it, but it's a little bit different. Do not disconnect. Do not disconnect yourself. Do not disconnect yourself from the power of the Most High. The moment you are disconnected, a number of us, we do so many things that easily disconnect us. It's just like the power line that supply light to this house or to this temple or this sanctuary, you know, if it is removed by NEPA, we have been disconnected. A number of us, we have been disconnected, and that is the source of our problem. We need to get connected every moment. And when you are connected, the Lord will see you through every situation. You will triumph over every challenges. You will reign over all situations. You'll be victorious. And lastly, ensure that you are established in Him. Ensure that you are established in Him. Establish in him. Establish in the Lord. Establish. If you are established in him, that nothing can move me. Nothing. You are established in him. Once you are established in him, the gate of hell cannot prevail over you. The kingdom of darkness, they will crumble. The pit of hell, they will receive God's judgment. If anything wants to rise against you, you like to rise on your feet. Like to rise on your feet. We're going to pray. We are praying. You just handle two prayers. We handle two prayers. Let us declare unto the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, open your mouth, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, be merciful to me. Every area of my life that I've opened the door for the enemy, for sickness, for affliction, for infirmity, for working of adversary in my life. Today, Father, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me and be gracious to me. Lord of heaven, cleanse me and purge me in the name of the Lord Jesus. We'd like to pray. We'd like to pray on your own. Pray unto you. Pray. I want you to pray. Ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. Ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, whatsoever that has made us to be prone to the enemy, prone to affliction, prone for evil, prone for to accident, prone for calamity and mishap, prone to every adversary of the wicked, by the name of the Lord Jesus, all those things that have made that has opened our lives to attack, to arrows of the enemy, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we plead for mercy. We declare that God of heaven, you'll be gracious unto us. You'll be gracious unto us. You will have mercy upon us. And you will cleanse everyone. You will cleanse everyone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We like to declare now. We will now, everything that is making you afraid, will be afraid of you now. As from now, things must change. Everything that makes you to be frightened, they themselves, whenever they hear your name, whenever they see you, they'll be frightened. You're going to declare, today you are changing your position. I change my position in the realm of the spirit, and I occupy the place where the Lord has provided for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take my position. I change my position. I take up. I step into the position of the presence of the Lord. I'm made to sit in heavenly places with him. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, an end has come to everything that is made that has been making me to be afraid. All the things that have been making me to be fearful. Everything that has been frightening me in the day, in the night, concerning my future, concerning my academics, concerning my marital life, concerning my marriage, concerning my home, concerning my son, concerning my daughter, by concerning my finances, today I turn things around in the power of the Most High. I turn things around in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I turn things around by the power of the Most High God. Today, an end has come to everything that has been making me to be afraid. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the power of the living God change all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Would like to open you up? Would like to lift up your right hand before the Lord? Lift up your hands up before the Lord and say, declare, Father, touch me. Lord, touch me now. perfect your work upon my life. Perfect your work, perfect your work. Whatsoever might be the matter you still want to present before him, before we round up now, we'd like to declare it up to him. Anything that has not been mentioned, but you want to declare it, want to say it, whatsoever that is born in your heart, we'd like to open up and say, Father, I present this matter. If it is an interview, you can present it before the Lord. If it's an exam that you want to do, want to write, present it to the Lord. If there is a need for money, you mean to settle some debt, you can you present it before the Lord. If you there are debts that are before you that you want to settle this week, present it before the Lord. You will have a miracle. You will have a miracle. You will have a miracle in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Papa kashi papa kasam paliba raga gaga gaga sam paliga randa kuka kaka kaka sam pashi dalaba raga gaga gaga skapa shi paliga raga skapa papa papa randa kaka skipa papa rindi kekekekeke rauda kashka palaba mansai gaboska papa papa rada kashi palaba rada kashi palaba. As we pray the closing prayer on this message, just lift right your right hand unto the Lord. And if you know this song, just sing. If you don't know it, just chorus it along. For walk on me, oh
Baba, for what on me, oh Baba.
For walk on me, for walk on ye me, oh
Baba, for walk on me, oh Baba.
For walk on me, for walk on she me, oh
Come on, 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 come on,
Heavenly Father, let your ministry angels touch every life. From this auditorium to the gallery, to those who are connected online, through the audio channel, through the YouTube, through the Facebook, through the Instagram, whatever channel they are connected, let the angel of the Lord touch them one by one. In the mighty name of Jesus, as many as are under the influence of my voice right now, receive the touch of God. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. That area of your life that is a source of concern to you, the Lord will touch it. That's your work that is a source of concern to you, the Lord will touch it. That's your career or business that is a source of concern to you, the Lord will touch it. That's your spouse or your child, your daughter, your son, that has been a source of concern to you, the Lord will touch him or her in the mighty name of Jesus. That sickness that you have been nursing for years, the Lord is touching and removing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That chain that has bound you has not made you to be free. Right now, the Lord is touching it and is breaking it in the mighty name of Jesus. That limitation that lead over your life, the Lord is touching us, removing it in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, as you experience the touch of God, you experience a new flow. New flow of power of God. New flow of grace of God. New flow of healing of God. New flow of liberty of God. New flow of lifting of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servants that you are used to bless us powerfully today. Let me experience a new flow. A new flow. A new flow. A new flow. A new feeling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let this ministry experience a new flow. Let this ministry experience a new growth. Let this ministry experience a new lifting. Let this ministry experience a new revival. Let this ministry experience a new flow of anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every barrier be broken. Let your foundation be crushed. Let every hindrance be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.